Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. This is episode 506. Today I wanted to talk again about racism in our country and in our world. This has been a challenging, intense few weeks since George Floyd's death. And I know that I have been doing a lot of work, a lot of reading, a lot of talking to people, a lot of pondering, talking to my kids, trying to figure things out. And I'm hearing from a lot of other parents, my friends, my clients, that they are similarly trying to figure it out and working their way through how to navigate this time in our world, in our country, as well as what to do moving forward. And I wanted to share something that happened last week. My daughter and I went to one of the protests that was scheduled in our town. And I'm so glad that we went. It was very emotional and very difficult at times and very inspiring. When we first got there, we were a few minutes late arriving, and everyone was taking a knee in silence. And so we came onto the grass, and we also took a knee in silence. And it felt like we were kneeling there for an hour. And it turned out to be, of course, 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the same amount of time the police officer had his knee on George Floyd's neck. And it was a visceral experience when I realized it was only 8 minutes and 46 seconds because it seemed like an eternity. And then when I thought about what that must have felt like to have someone's knee pressing into my neck for that amount of time and how much longer it would have felt and how awful that must have been, it was horrifying. And so that experience was a very visceral one for me. And so anyway, the protest continued by having various speakers come up, from the principal of our high school to the mayor of our town, the chief of police, and then young people. Lots of young people got up to speak, black and white, males and females, LGBTQ individuals. It was people from all walks of life, people who just moved to the town, people who grew up here their whole lives. It was very interesting. I was very encouraged by how many young people were there and were speaking up. And it gave me a renewed sense of hope for our country and for our people. And it was very encouraging. It was sad to hear the stories of the young African-American teenagers / early 20-somethings as they shared their experience of growing up and the conversations their parents had when they became drivers and how their parents had to instruct them what to do if they were ever pulled over. And that made me really sad to think that they had such a different experience than I had when I was becoming a driver. They don't have to just think about the rules of the road and being a safe driver, but they have to think about what to do if they are stopped by the police. And so it was a very emotional experience. On the way home, my daughter said, "Mom, I want to do something. I want to do something. I want to be part of the change. I want to help to make things better." And I agreed with her and supported her desire to do that. And then when we got home, she decided to post on her Snapchat story. And she said basically that she had gone to the protest and she was so moved by it. And she was inviting her African-American friends to reach out to her and have a conversation if they wanted to. She wanted to learn and to understand and to do a better job as a friend and as a human. And one of her friends immediately reached out to her and they started a conversation over Messenger. And they were sharing things with each other, asking questions, and she asked me to look at each of her responses, because she didn't want to say anything that could be in any way offensive to her friend. And I did the best I could to try to guide her in that way. And she said, "Mom, it's so hard to talk about this. This is one of the most difficult conversations I've ever had." And I said, "Yeah, I understand. And that's exactly why we need to keep having these conversations." And I told her how proud I was of her for having the courage to put that out there and then to engage in a very difficult, very sensitive conversation. I think that it's really important for all of us to be willing to listen to the stories of African Americans and their experiences, or I'll just say Black people in general, because I had a powerful conversation, which you can find on YouTube. I'll put the link in the show notes. I had a powerful conversation with a Black man who lives in Canada, who was born and raised in London. And it was very powerful to hear his experience of growing up as a Black-skinned, a person of color. And so I think these conversations are really important to have. I think it's really important to finally acknowledge en masse the struggles and the pain and the oppression that our Black brothers and sisters have experienced. It kind of hurts me to think that it took this long for us as a collective to get to this place in time, but I'm glad that we're here, and I'm glad and I'm encouraged to see so many white people that I know being open and willing to listen and to understand and to try to be a part of making our world a better, more just, more fair, and more equitable place for all of us. Most importantly, our Black brothers and sisters. And so I know that this time can be challenging and exhausting. I've heard that from many people of all colors. It is a very intense time, but I don't think this is the time to turn away from it or to avoid it, because in order to get to a more fair, equitable, and just world, we have to address it. We have to deal with the issue. And so I will share a few links to some lists of resources for you in this, in the show notes of the podcast, in case you are interested in learning more, reading more. The lists have documentaries, movies, TV shows, articles, all kinds of things where you can really start to dive into this issue and really see how systemic racism has been woven into the fabric of our society. I'm encouraged to see that police reform is occurring, and I hope that each of you listening to this will go out on election days coming up and make your voice heard. I heard an interesting comment from someone, or one of the speakers at the protest last week said, if you are completely satisfied with the state of our country, your state and your city, town, if you're completely satisfied with it, then please stay home and don't vote and leave everything exactly as it is. But if you are at all dissatisfied on any level with the way things are going, please go out and vote on election day. And I thought that was really interesting, because some people like something, are okay with some things that are happening, but not all things. Some people are okay with almost nothing that's happening. And so if there are elected officials who you want to stay in office, go help them to stay in office. If there are elected officials that you would want to see out of office, then go vote and contribute to trying to get them out of office. I hope that this November we'll see record numbers of voter turnout, because whatever the outcome of the elections, I hope that it is by a massive representation of the people's wishes. That's what I really, really hope. So it's a challenging time that we're living in. I know that some people close to me are diving in deep and peeling back layers and learning as much as they can. And other people are wishing to turn away from it all and just hide for a while. And while I think some of that is warranted and valuable, I do think it is, because the intensity and the trauma of going through this experience and dealing with it constantly and seeing it on the news and in your Facebook feeds and everything, it can be really exhausting. And when you're exhausted, you can't show up as you want to. So taking a break from it, from the intensity of these discussions and these issues, is a good idea for your own health, mental health, and well-being. But then when you recharge, it is very important to go back and see how you can contribute to making the world a better place for everyone, all of our brothers and sisters. So those are my thoughts on the current state of the country's affairs and the world affairs. And I would love to hear from you if you have a comment or a question. And I invite you to check out the links that I will post in the show notes for some resources that you can look into. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a peaceful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.